The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
TFA fam, the fantasy playoffs are upon us. If you're watching this, congratulations. You've obviously made it to your fantasy playoffs. I'm going to be giving you some of my top streaming options at defense for the entirety of the year if you're not trying to stream on a week-to-week basis. But at the end, I do have some streamers for just week 15. Before we jump into it, first of all, please make sure you hit that subscribe and that like button. Really do appreciate it. I will say that if the 49ers are available in your league, but they're probably not, that would be my preferred streaming option for weeks 15, 16, and 17. They get the Falcons this week and then the Titans and the Texans, but they're pretty widely rostered across all platforms. So probably not available, but if they are, they are definitely the one to grab. All right, first up, we have the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, it's obviously not a great matchup for week one. They get Kansas City on Thursday, but after that, they get the Texans and the Broncos. The Achilles heel for this Chargers defense is their run D. So as long as Javonte and Melvin don't absolutely carve them up in week 17, this is a really solid option. And even if you wanted to roll out the Chargers this week against Kansas City, I don't think that they are going to be the reason why you lose, right? Mahomes has taken multiple sacks in 8 of his 13 games. The Chargers are tied for the 10th highest pressure rate, and Patty Mahomes only has 4 games where he hasn't thrown a pick. So if you wanted to just pick up the Chargers and keep them through the entirety of the fantasy playoffs, you could definitely do worse. On the other side of that matchup, let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, who find themselves in a similar situation. Again, obviously not a great matchup against the Chargers, but you could do worse. And then after that, though, they get Pittsburgh at home and then the Bengals on the road. And this is a defense that has completely turned around their season defensively from where they were the first half of the year until now. Since week 9, over the last 5 games, the Chiefs have allowed a measly 9.6 points per game. Now, yes, some of that is due to their schedule. They haven't exactly faced a murderer's row, but they haven't been going out and facing the Texans and the Jags either. Over those 5 games, they have generated multiple turnovers in all of them, and they have multiple sacks in 3 of the 5. And that does not set up well against the Steelers and the Bengals, with Ben taking the 7th most sacks heading into week 15 and Burrow leading the league in sacks and also picks. He's thrown 14. He's the only quarterback with over 40 sacks as well. And the Bengals as a team have committed 21 turnovers on the year, which is tied for the 6th most. Next up, let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. Their remaining schedule, they get Washington twice, and then they have the Giants in between that. That Washington offense has been pretty Jekyll and Hyde. They've been up and down all year. And coming into week 15, it sounds like Taylor Heinicke is going to be playing again. He does have that knee injury, going to be playing, so he's going to be hobbled. And this is another team that has been performing well as of late. Over their last four games, they've only had one team go over more than 100 rushing yards, and that was the Saints in Week 11. In those past four games as well, they have not allowed a team to throw for more than 220 yards against them either. And like I said, Washington, New York Giants, Washington to finish out the fantasy playoffs. So if those other teams aren't available, you could definitely do a lot worse than the Eagles with their matchups. All right, I got three options for you if you're looking for just Week 15. Again, please be sure to hit that subscribe and that like button if you have yet to do so. First off, let's start with Miami. Coming off of their Week 14 bye, they get a nice matchup, a nice welcome back gift against the Jets. Now, as a team, the Jets quarterbacks have been sacked 37 times, which is tied for the fifth most in the NFL. They've committed 25 turnovers, which is tied with the Jaguars for the most in the league, and they're scoring only 17.4 points per game, which is the fourth fewest in the NFL. So you can absolutely stream Miami with confidence. Next up, I'm going to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals with their matchup against the Broncos. And the Bengals have quietly put together a really solid season defensively, especially for what a lot of folks were expecting from them coming into the year. They've allowed the fourth fewest rushing yards per game in the NFL, and they have the second most sacks on the year. And what makes that really impressive is they are generating the 10th highest pressure rate while blitzing at the 7th lowest rate in the league. Like I said, matchup against the Broncos, they get Teddy Bridgewater, who started off the year hot, but he hasn't been doing much as of late. The Broncos have the 8th highest adjusted sack rate on the season. Teddy's been sacked multiple times in all but four games, and he only has one game this year where he hasn't been sacked at all. The Bengals can be had through the air, but again, this is Teddy we're talking about. He has fallen off since the beginning of the year, so as long as they can limit the damage done by Judy and Fant and Sutton, they should be a solid option here for you in Week 15. Now, I have absolutely saved the worst for last. This one makes me feel gross. I don't feel good about it. It makes me feel like I just took a shot of Vladimir vodka that has been sitting in a car in the middle of July. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, be glad. Anyway, let's talk about the Houston Texans this week. Now, just hear me out. The Texans defense has actually caused 21 turnovers, which is the 9th most in the league. And they get a date with Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, with Lawrence tossing a league-high 14 picks. He's fumbled a ball 7 times, and this game also has a current point total of 39.5. So even if the Texans can't get multiple turnovers here against Trevor Lawrence, this isn't exactly going to be some offensive extravaganza that's going to cost them to lose you your week. All right, everybody, that is going to wrap it up. I appreciate you checking out the video. Like I said, please be sure to like and subscribe. If you have any questions for Week 18, if you're playing them, you can just drop them in the comments below. Any questions at all, go ahead and drop them. Or you can join us on the Discord channel, which is absolutely free. Click the link below and you'll get in. Good luck this week. Let's win. Let's get those ships. We'll talk to you soon.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.